you see me walking down the
All right,
street,
we are live here in the Catskill studio.
Each time we meet, walk on by. Walk on
All right,
by.
Now I can hear myself a little bit better. There we go. I'm Tom Rowe, helping out here in live in the Catskill studio, and we're joined today by two students from Catskill High, Joanna Van Slyke and Amy Lee. Did I get that right?
Yep.
And Echo Rowe from Ecosystem on Saturdays is here from Carrow Durham Middle School, too, to help us. And we're talking about the National School Walkout, 10 a.m. March 14th. I think Saugerties High, Catskill High, Hudson High, and Chatham High are all participating locally. Are there any more that I left out?
My friends at Coxsackie Athens, I think, are doing one, too.
Coxsackie Athens is in, too? And then they're all across the country. Well, why don't you guys tell the story about it? What is the National School Walkout?
Well, there's like a few dates, but I just saw it when I was like walking or whatever, and I got kind of inspired by it because I saw like these kids at Parkland, you know, who kind of took like a tragedy and were making it into something hopeful, like something that could make a change. So I think that we wanted to like participate in that change because we haven't been directly affected by it, but I think that after the shooting, we were all kind of afraid to go back into school. And that shouldn't be something that should be happening at a high school. So I saw the walkout as an opportunity to show everyone that we're, like, standing with them and that we want the same change that they do, basically.
And it's the one-month anniversary, right? It was February 14th?
There's that, and then there's one on Columbine anniversary, too, on April 20th. That's, like, another date that some students are doing, too.
And there's the big march on March 24th in D.C., and there's one in Hudson and one in Albany, I think.
There's one in, like, Manhattan, too.
New York City, yeah. So tell us, why did you guys want to organize this in Catskill on March 14th?
Well, I was on social media, and I saw that, like, the Women's March had a date and, like, a time and everything planned out, so I thought that would be a lot easier to, like, present to, like, the school, like, officers and stuff, like, to my principal. Like, this is already a date that's been picked that I know that other schools are doing it on, so I thought that would be a lot easier to use that date and, like, their platform, too, to spread, like, the word that way.
What about you, Amy?
Me? Well, I also saw on social media, and I really thought it was a great idea and a good way to, like, show respect to the 17 students, so it would be, like, a 17-minute of silence. And, yeah.
Yeah, when I saw it on social media, I texted a group of, like, my friends asking if they would, like, think it's a good idea and support me. And she was one of, like, the main people who told me that she would help me and stuff, set it up. So, yeah.
How many other students do you think are going to be participating?
Well, we have 35 signed up right now. And on, like, on the website that I have set up, there's, like, 40 kids. So you do have to be signed up for the school to participate, but I don't know how many more are going to be pouring in because I think a lot of students are going to wait till like last minute to sign up.
Why don't you give the website out to
You have to sign up in the main office at our school now.
So the administration is involved in this then.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet with them or how?
Yeah,
did that
I've met with them a few times. My principal a lot. They've been really supportive with like everything, trying to make like a safe way for us to do things because of course like whenever you do something there's going to be people who don't agree with you and are willing to go to extreme lengths to stop you or something, so we want to make sure that all the kids that participate in it are going to stay safe and stuff. So they've met with me a bunch of times to like come up with a like route and stuff or like a way of doing things. I've met with like the superintendent and the principal and some board members too, and they all think that it's a great idea, so I was really happy that they were willing.
So what is the route? You're staying on campus? Is that what?
Yeah, we can't leave school campus. We won't be going outside right now because of like the people who might be outside, like anti-protesters. But yeah, I can't really say like what we're going to be doing inside the school because then people might like try and stop that too. But
so the school thinks that there might be protesters against students walking out outside the school?
Yeah. There was a newspaper who published, like, a story on it, and other places, like, other schools, people were, like, commenting stuff, you know, about how it's just, like, students being children or whatever and how they need to be stopped or whatever. So we're not really sure what could happen that day, and we want to be sure it's the safest way that we could carry it out.
Amy, what do you think about there have been some adults saying that students shouldn't be speaking out about this issue?
I mean, I think it's like contradictory, because there are like adults that like, oh, you kids can, you know, do so much and everything. And now there's like, you know, adults saying that we're just kids and we can't do, you know, too much to help this issue.
Has there ever been an incident or a threat at Catskill High?
Yeah, there's been a few that I know of. A few years ago, there was like something with like a hit list. And a week or two ago, there was like a threat from a student who said, they might have been joking, whatever, but they were like posed with like a BB gun or something like that, and said they were going to like shoot up the school.
The picture was online or something?
Yeah, I think he posted it on a Snapchat or something.
And so another student told the school about it? And what?
Yeah, someone probably reported it. He's not in our school anymore. I haven't seen him, so they took care of it some way.
And it's just been kind of crazy the last, ever since, I guess, the Parkland incident, February 14th, there's been incident after incident at Hudson Valley Schools. Today, the Hudson High School had two bomb threats written on the bathroom wall, in the boys' bathroom wall, I guess, at Hudson High. Echo's here. Echo, you were at Kara Durham last week when there was a lockdown for how long was it?
I think it was a little less than an hour.
A little less than an hour. And what happened during the lockdown?
I'm not exactly sure. Like, I'm it was very complicated because we didn't really know what was happening.
Well, what happened with you? You were in what kind of class?
I was in science, and we just knew it was a lockdown. We weren't really sure what was happening. And then after, like, there was, like, police, and, like, everyone was, like, talking about it, and it was kind of, like, a big deal.
Were you afraid?
Not really.
It didn't seem like it was that serious?
It didn't really seem that serious when we were in the lockdown, because we didn't really have, like, too much knowledge of what's happening.
And what about you guys? Do you have lockdown drills at Catskill?
Yeah, we do. But also, my friends during the lockdown
at Caro,
yeah, they texted me. I was in math class, and I started, like, freaking out, kind of, because they were, like, we're in, like, a lockdown. They think that there's a shooter. Because she was in the cafeteria, so she knew a lot more of what was happening, I guess, because, like, they saw, like, the kid and stuff. There was, like, the kid, like, wrote a list of kids, I think, that he wanted to.
I think that was the rumor, and I think maybe the police haven't been totally opaque about it so far, but I think maybe that's just a rumor, and that hasn't actually turned out to be true.
Yeah, I heard that rumor, too.
About the list, yeah.
Yeah, but they saw, I guess, like, someone went to chase after him, and he ran away, and, like, my friends saw that, and they were all pretty freaked out about that.
So what's anything else that happened at Catskill in the last couple of years?
I can't remember anything.
What happens when you have a lockdown training or a drill, I guess?
We just, you know,
we huddle in the corner.
Yeah.
Out of the
view
sight
of the
door.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's people who like walk around. There's been like canines there. I think who've been walking.
There's like a drug bus.
Well, yeah, but there was like during a lockdown drill, like they came.
Do you have a school, is it a resource officer, is that what they call it, a police officer on campus?
Yeah, we do. Before, the officer was farther away, like not directly.
Near like the middle school parking lot?
Yeah, now they're like, I'm sure the middle school has one too now. Now they're like directly like in like the lobby where like students enter in the morning.
You guys have one too at Carragher?
Well, we had an officer a couple days after the shooting threat, and like I like it's like been here for like a week, but like I didn't see it today. I'm not sure. I might have not just seen it, but I don't know if it left or not.
And what have the discussions been like at school since the Parkland incident, or did you guys talk about guns in schools before that?
Well, my group of friends were pretty like keeping up with that kind of stuff, so we talk about it a lot. But now there's been like increased discussions.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like, with my friends in class, we talk about it quite a lot, and how we can't really like joke with it anymore. And like with each rumor, like we discuss it a lot.
So you hear rumors about things. Are there people? Everyone at that school in Florida said, "Oh, when they heard the shooting, they all thought it was that one guy."
Yeah, they weren't that surprised. Yeah,
and then there were 39 police reports or FBI reports or whatever to authorities about him. Are there students like that? I mean, I remember in, when I went to school, I like sometimes I didn't have friends and ate my lunch by myself and or spent the lunch at the library. You know, are there loner students that and what do you kind of do about that?
Well, we don't really know about any kids who have been like that disruptive to like the point where we think that they're going to harm anyone in the school. Like, there's no like one kid. There are some kids who act weirder, but I don't think that they would be potential like school shooters. Yeah, my group of friends were all kind of like a group of loners who like became really close. So I don't really see like a loner as
joke as in we pick up the strays as we go along.
Yeah,
along strays.
So is mental health a big part of this, do you think, or what do you think needs to be done about this, or are you trying to offer solutions, or are you just putting out like a platform for people to discuss it?
Well, I if the only outcome that can come out of this would be people talking about it, then that's fine with me. But me personally, I think that there's a lot of stuff that we could do, like increase like mental health funding and stuff like that, more background checks. Maybe, this is just my opinion, a ban on assault rifles. I think that would be quite helpful. Maybe even raising the age instead. Because, like, there was, yeah, they collected evidence of, like, all, like, the most mass shootings, and they all were basically males from age 19 to, like, 24. So, like, it seems if you just raise that age to, like, 25 or something like that, then that might help a little bit, like any help.
The age thing seems weird to me. Like what age do you think people should be allowed to vote or join the army or buy a gun? It's like all, should it be the same or is it all different?
Well, I think like voting is a lot different than having a gun, because voting, like you're very powerful with your vote, but having a gun is even more powerful. And what you can do with that, I think at some ages, some people aren't ready to have that like responsibility of a gun, and they just don't use the privilege right.
And there should be like a difference in like the age, because you know when you get your driver's license and your age to drink, it's different because you don't want people to drink drunk. So,
and it seems like I don't know, this is just me, but it seems like the car thing is like you have to get a license and pass a test to get a car. Absolutely. Maybe you should have to do that for a gun too.
And in Florida, I think some of the students said that it was easier like to buy a gun than to get your license, because you don't need to have a license there to get a gun.
No, you just need to be 18.
Yeah.
That's the only qualification, right?
Yeah, which New York is a lot better about gun laws, and a lot of people were saying like, I'm just like regurgitating stuff that I've heard about stricter gun laws, but I know that like we have a lot of strict stuff here, like the SAFE Act and all that. And it's not like just for New York. Like we want to try and advocate for all like the states who have like things that make it so easy for a gun to like end up in the hands of the wrong person.
Yeah, because someone could just drive to Pennsylvania and get a handgun and avoid the state laws in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have, what else are people talking about when you talk about this at school?
Well, a lot of my friends have, a few of my friends have come to me and just like asked why, because they don't really understand my viewpoint, which I was really happy to tell them, because like they're trying to understand why I'm doing this. Like a lot of people don't think that it'll change anything, which it might not, but at least I tried, like at least we all have tried. And I think we'll keep trying if this doesn't achieve anything. But yeah, there's been mixed conversations. A lot of teachers have helped me and talked to me about this, like reassured me that they think that I'm doing the right thing.
Gave you advice.
Yeah, giving me advice on it and stuff. So I think I haven't talked to a lot of students about it, because where there is an argument and I can tell that their minds are kind of closed and they won't really listen to my side, then I kind of just like avoid the conversation if I know that I can't really let them hear me out.
What do you think, Amy?
Well, I usually just talk to like Joe and my other friends, and they have similar views to mine. And it's kind of difficult bringing up that topic in class, say like in history, or I brought it up in psychology as well. And there's like different views. And then when there's different views, people tend to raise their voice, and you can't really, like, talk it out, and it's kind of, like, frustrating, you know? And I just want to get along, but I do do want them to see my side as well. Mm-hmm.
Is there something that can be done? I mean, this is like the internet. Everybody's like yelling at each other on the internet. And
just one type at a time.
And people just listen to their friends and not other people. And how can society change that?
Just realize that like your opinion might, you have the right to have your own opinion, but it's okay to change it sometimes. Like when you get more facts about something, like you don't have to be so full of pride and so like modest and not wanting to change anything. Like you're allowed to change your viewpoint on things if you realize that there's something wrong with what you're thinking.
I also think like time is a big like factor, because on the internet everything's like so fast, and you're like on one site like 1 minute and you're on another site another minute. You're just there just to give your fact and then leave, and then you're like, oh, I won this conversation because I left before they had the chance to reply. So when you're talking to someone, you need like a great deal of time just to sit down, listen to them, have them listen to you. And then if you put a lot of time and effort into it, I believe that your viewpoints will get across and there will be like a compromise, not like a complete, I understand your view and I think I agree completely, but like a 50-50, like some middle ground.
And what do you guys think about the, what about the Parkland students? That do you watch them online or follow their Twitter feeds or stuff like that?
I'm honestly like, I wish they were my friends. They seem like amazing kids.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever like go up there on TV.
Yeah, like they, like Marco Rubio and stuff. Like their senators, like they prep for talking to those kids, but those kids just go in there and they say what they think. Like, they're just kids who are angry, and they're not going to censor what they say like a politician would. They're going to say what every, like, all the kids are thinking and what they think, and they're not worried about, like, what organization is going to get mad at them for saying something.
They're, like, so brave because they're getting so much hate for, like, speaking, like, their mind that, well, you have an agenda or you're getting famous from your friend's death, and that's horrible. I would, like, break down crying. My friend like died, and people, and I was trying to like, I would fight like so hard if my friend died for like gun control, and people were saying that I was just acting up.
Do you guys get any of that for organizing this? Any online trolls that are
like I said, like on the article that was posted online, they shared it on Facebook, I think, and I did read some of the comments. There was like 200 like a day after. I had to restrain myself from, like, commenting back on a few of them, because I just don't get how you can say things about, like, a teenager that are so cruel. I did want to, like I said, like, comment back and, like, kind of tell them, like, the facts of why I'm doing this, but I just need to let them think what they think, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and maybe they'll see that what we're doing is for the right reasons, instead of being mad that we're a group of teens, like, skipping class, quote-unquote, so...
That's what a lot of the criticism is, that this is about skipping, getting out of class.
Yeah, getting out of class. Yeah. I basically have a study hall the period that I'm doing it, so
you're not
there's no real benefit of missing class for me, yeah.
If you just tuned in, we're talking to Joanna Van Slyke and Amy Lee from Catskill High that are organizing the National School Walkout, the Catskill High version, I guess. That's at 10 a.m. March 14th. Is that Tuesday or Wednesday next week?
Wednesday
next week. And then there's also the National March. What is that called? The
March for Our Lives.
March for Our Lives. That's March 24th in Washington, D.C., and also locally in Hudson and Albany and New York City. Are you guys going to either of those? Or?
Yeah, I'm trying to go to the one in New York City.
I might hitch a ride with her.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've been involved in any sort of protest like this?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to go into, like, the Women's March before and stuff like that. But obviously I'm pretty young, so it's not like I can just, like, drive down to D.C. by myself. So I've just kind of watched from the sidelines, like, wishing that I could go. And now I think that we've all finally found our voice and, like, figured out that we don't have to, like, sit back and watch it as it go by. We can make it happen for ourselves and show what we want to show.
And you said there's a sign-up sheet in the school office building?
In the main office.
And how is that going? Are students willing to go in there, or is it like a weird thing to go into the school office? Or?
Well, I thought it would be kind of... I was always intimidated of the main office until like recently. because I've been in there a lot, but I made a couple announcements saying, like, to come in. I think the kids who really want to do it and are doing it for the right reasons will sign the sheet. So I'm not really that worried about kids who are afraid to go in there, I guess.
And how many students have signed up so far, do you know?
35.
35?
So that's a lot of younger, like, classmen signing up. And
really they impressive. Seem more interested than the older seniors?
I think so, yeah.
I didn't see, like, I only saw, like, a few seniors on the sign-up sheet.
Huh. A lot of, like, sophomores and freshmen.
Yeah, people that I haven't heard their names before, so.
And are you getting people coming up to you and asking you about this, or?
Well, I carried a poster around in the hallways one day to let people know, like, to sign up, because one announcement isn't going to do a whole lot. So we would just, like, walk around kind of, like, advertising and, like, hey, you should sign up for the walkout. And then people would, like, ask, like, oh, like, when is it? Like, sure, I'll sign up, or just walk straight past us without talking to us.
Get it every day, anyway.
Yeah. But
was it intimidating to talk to the superintendent and everybody about, you know, you didn't know if they were going to let you do this even, or if they were going to suspend you? I mean, there's the Texas schools are threatening to suspend students, and there's a bunch of colleges I think that have said that they won't mark it against you if you got suspended for participating in the walkout.
I emailed my principal first about it, and it was during break, so she told me to just, like, wait. So I started setting it up on, like, the website, and then the news article got posted, and then my superintendent called my father, so I got kind of freaked out. I didn't know if I was in trouble or not, but they wanted to support us, so I didn't really stress about it. But meeting with them was pretty scary because we go through superintendents kind of fast, and he's new, and he seems to be doing a really great job, but I was really afraid to meet him because I hadn't met him before. But they were all pretty nice, so.
Did you meet the superintendent too, Amy, or?
No, I see him in the halls, but I did not meet him, like, personally.
And what did the teachers think about this?
About the walkout?
Yeah.
They're, like, mixed views, I think. The ones that I've talked to, like, they've all been pretty supportive, even asking if, like, they could do it, but they'll still have students in class, most likely.
Do you, some people have been blaming things like video games, and I think the president said he wanted to rate movies. Put a rating system on movies like PG and R, and do you think movies need to be rated, or video games are the problem here?
I thought movies are rated.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I was an idiot here.
No, me too. Well, some of the stuff he's done has been, like, great. There are a few things that he said, like those and the arming the teachers thing, that have kind of.
You like the idea of arming the teachers?
No.
Or? No.
I think.
I mean, I feel like.
There's just so many ways that could go wrong.
Explain to adults, why is that a bad idea?
Students can, like, go.
It could be the teacher shooting, basically.
Yeah.
Well, there was Georgia last week, right? There was a teacher.
Yeah, there's a teacher. Exactly. Shot fire. Yeah.
Shot through a door when the principal, he barricaded himself in the room and then shot through when the principal came to try to deal with it. And I just remember being a kid and, like, you have access to your teacher's drawers.
Yeah,
and
that's stuff. What, like, I was thinking too.
We used to go in there and get stuff and, like.
Yeah. Well, President Trump said that it would be, like, concealed, but it's like. Nothing can really be concealed that well in a classroom. Like, there's no, like secret
safe.
In, like, a
filing cabinet or something. Yeah.
Like, with, like, the key. Like, if a kid wanted to find that, they would find that. Like,
Especially if there's, like, some heated incident or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You got three or four kids, and they go to the teacher and say, give us we want the gun right now, you know. They can, you know, three big kids can overpower a teacher, right?
Yeah, and even if, like, it's, like, the other way around, like, a teacher gets really mad at, like, a student or something.
Or another teacher.
Or the student or teacher's not listening to them. Like, maybe they really are mad and they just, like listen to me, like, right now. And they hold out the gun, and I feel like that could be a very possible situation, which is really scary. And I would feel even less safe with a gun in the classroom.
They would have that much more power over us.
And would you be choosing what classes you take based on which teachers have guns or not?
I probably.
I would have.
There are some teachers that I would not want to have gone to my school. But I've even talked to some teachers who do, like, hunt and stuff like that. They're good with guns, but even they said they would not want to have a gun in the classroom, like, for whatever reason, like what we discussed, or they just wouldn't, not trust themselves, but basically not trust themselves with the gun in the room. It just doesn't seem like the logical solution.
And we are running out of time here. The radio time goes very, very quickly, if you haven't noticed. So is there anything you've left out that you wanted to make sure you said today or you want to tell people about?
Yeah, I did have one thing. For, like, the people who were saying, like, protests, like, aren't for school and stuff, I wanted to say that school shootings and guns are also not supposed to be happening in school, but we seem to be letting that happen quite often and more often than we are. So that's basically what I wanted to say.
How about you, Amy?
Me? What she said, it's exactly perfect. I agree 100%. I want to learn, even if that's like a rare like a thought in a student's mind, that I don't want to be afraid every day.
And
I'm afraid about my grades every day anyways. So...
And tell us again, if you're at Catskill or if you're at a different school, where do you go online to find out about this?
The date that we're doing is the Women's March. So you could just walk out, like, look up, like, National School Walkout Women's March, and you should find the date and time. And if you want to set up a school walkout, you can just, like, send the link and the host instructions.
It's really easy. What did you do?
I just, I copied the link for, like, the host instructions, and I sent it to my principal and was like, is this something that we could do? And it seemed to work out pretty nicely. But I think other kids were just, like, emailing their principal